Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards is urging Louisiana residents to make donations to their local food banks during the holiday period, saying supplies are low. The Democratic governor and his wife, Donna, went to the Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank last week to draw attention to the need for contributions.
Helping one another is a Louisiana value, and I've seen it. We've all seen it. Over and over and over. Louisianans show up for their neighbors when they are in need. Well, this is one of those times. And I know that by working together, this is a problem that we can solve. And there is no better time, there's no more important time than as we approach Christmas holidays to help our neighbors.
Edwards says food banks across the country have been offering assistance to areas hit hard by recent disasters, depleting food bank shelves. A list of food banks in Louisiana accepting donations is online at feedinglouisiana.org. The City of Longview, Texas Chamber of Commerce held a membership luncheon last week during which the City of Longview Mayor Andy Mack delivered a State of the City address. Mack presented a special video featuring young students from various schools in the area to offer a different point of view as to the hopes for the city's future.
It's simple. I wanted to hear what these kids thought about Longview, what they love, what they want to see improved. I thought it'd be great for us to hear from them for a change. So we can be thinking about what we can be doing to prepare Longview for their future, because that's the future of Longview, what you see on these screens today.
The mayor also cited current gains in sales tax revenues compared with previous years when oil and gas revenues were in decline, which affected the regional economy.
Our latest sales tax numbers are trending upward at approximately 10% better than previous years. Now, what does that 10% mean to us as a city? It means about $165,000 a month that we're seeing that we didn't plan for and didn't have last year.
Mack mentioned the recent November 6 bond election, which voters approved. The bond's passage will usher in an estimated $104 million in improvement projects to local parks, streets, and public safety facilities. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration held a meeting in Little Rock last week to get an update from certified cannabis cultivators as to when medical marijuana will be available to patients who are eligible to receive it. KUAR Public Radio's Daniel Breen files this report.
And the five groups approved to grow marijuana gave updates on their progress. Almost all expect to have their product ready for dispensary shelves by next spring. Commission members voted to delay approval for one cultivator to move its facility until Attorney General Leslie Rutledge gives a formal opinion. The cultivator, Delta Medical Cannabis Company, was deemed too close to Arkansas State University's campus in Newport. State law prohibits growing marijuana near a school, but the Attorney General is likely to clarify the law by next month. Dispensary applications are currently being scored by an outside group and are expected to be awarded at the commission's next meeting, December 19th. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.
According to the Arkansas Department of Health, more than 6,400 patients are approved so far to receive medical marijuana in Arkansas. Taking a look at the weather, expect the temperatures to reach the mid-50s, dropping later to the low 30s. There's no chance of rain. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.